BBC News with Neil Nunes. The United States has acknowledged that Islamic State militants' recent capture of the cities of Ramadi in Iraq and Palmyra in Syria represent a setback. But President Obama said the United States and its allies were not losing the war. The BBC's North America editor John Sokol says the administration is facing criticism over its strategy, but that no one is proposing viable alternatives.
There is no way that President Obama is going to send 150,000 troops to reinvade Iraq and invade Syria, and so you're left with the existing strategy with maybe a bit of amplification. The president said at the outset this twin strategy was to degrade and destroy IS. Well, the spokesman admitted this afternoon that destroying IS was not going to happen while this president was in the White House, and so you're left with a more modest aim of degrading, and that is still a very long way off.
A monitoring group says the Syrian government has lost control of its border with Iraq after Islamic State militants seized a crossing in Homs province. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said it wasn't clear when the Atanf border crossing was seized. It said all the crossings with Iraq were now controlled by IS or Kurdish fighters. An appeals court in South Korea has ordered the release of a former executive of the national airline, Korean Air. Heather Cho, who's the daughter of the airline's chairman, was sentenced to a year in jail in February for diverting a plane. From Seoul, Steve Evans.
Mrs. Cho appeared in court in plain green prison overalls to hear that she will not have to serve the rest of her one-year sentence. In December last year, she was found guilty of illegally diverting an aircraft when she ordered it back to the gate in a rage because the nuts in first class were served in a bag, not a bowl. She also went into a tirade against cabin staff, prodding people with a folder and making one kneel for forgiveness. The conviction for assault stands, but not for diverting the plane.
The BBC has learned that at least 260 women and children rescued from the militant Islamist group Boko Haram have been transferred to a Nigerian military facility. It's part of a program to rehabilitate the victims of extremism, as Will Ross reports from Abuja.
The Nigerian government says the women and children are now living in a comfortable environment within a military facility, where they'll be given medical help before being screened and given psychosocial support to help them reintegrate back into society. Some people will question why, after suffering in Boko Haram captivity, the women and children need to be held any longer. But the government is worried that some of them may have become radicalised whilst in jihadist captivity, and the last thing it wants is for such people to return to their villages and towns, where they may influence others.
World News from the BBC in London. At least 18 members of the FARC rebel group have been killed in an airstrike in Colombia. The attack in the southwestern Cauca region is the deadliest since the resumption of air raids against the rebels last month. President Juan Manuel Santos restarted the raids after 11 soldiers were killed in an ambush. In the United States, a grand jury in the city of Baltimore has indicted all six of the police officers charged in connection with the death of a black man in custody. Freddie Gray died from a severe spinal injury sustained during his arrest in April. His death sparked protests in several American cities over police violence towards black men. The charges include assault, manslaughter, and murder. Researchers who have carried out the largest ever study of the tiniest organisms in the ocean, plankton, say they've identified thousands of different species. They say plankton has been little studied despite making up 90% of marine life and being at least as important to the world's ecosystem as the rainforests. Here's Rebecca Morel.
The Tara expedition, funded by the French fashion designer Agnès B, has sailed across the globe. It's discovered 190,000 different species of viruses, bacteria, and single-celled plants and creatures. The first scientific analysis suggests that about 80% are new to science, with genetic sequencing also revealing millions of genes that have never been seen before. The researchers also found that many of the organisms are sensitive to temperature, suggesting climate change could have an impact on this hidden microscopic world.
Rebecca Morell. Irish voters go to the polls later today to take part in a referendum on whether to allow same-sex marriage. If the change is approved, Ireland would become the first country to legalize same-sex marriage as a result of a popular vote. Results are expected from midday on Saturday. BBC World News.